Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, it's never been about the production and the results to me, and that's something that we embody with it. It's when it's a run play, what does the backside receiver look like? When I'm running a route that I might not be the primary, but I'm opening it up for the other receiver, what does my body language look like? And so I believe all of that leads to points. But I think sometimes we get caught up in thinking that the result is the big picture, and it's not. I think good things, and when everybody eats, it's a mindset of just doing your job, and the results will take care of itself.
That is Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. He spoke yesterday, and of course, all that audio is available for you on demand at WGR550.com and in the Odyssey app. Tom in Wheatfield has been waiting patiently to chime in on our discussion from earlier about curved sticks and challenges. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, sir. Great show, Sal. And what a great guest you just had. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Good insight on Steph. I just hope he does well and doesn't do Antonio Brown implode there. He was good here. He was great here. So I'll leave it at that. But anyways, I outage you a little bit, Sal. I'm 61. But back in 73, Sabres were playing the Canadiens in the playoffs. And the Sabres coach at the time, Joe Crozier, called for a measurement of Ken Dryden's goalie pads. They were wider than the 10-inch legal limit, and we got a two-minute power play out of it. And it was a big deal. I don't know if we scored in a power play or not. We lost the series, but it was a fantastic series. It was the beginning of our run in the cup. And I just wanted to call that out. And his brother Dave Dryden's on the bench. He didn't know to be happy or sad or whatever, you know? But I just thought I'd share that with you, Sal.
I'm reading it now. So I'm reading this. I'm reading it here. This is actually, it says it was 73 that this happened. And as you said, thank you. Yeah,
Crozier was our coach.
Yep. It says, oh my God. Yeah, the pads were too wide, greater than 10 inches, 2 minute minor. You got it. Yeah, I mean, you got the whole story right. That's amazing. That's great. I did not know that. I may have heard that story in passing at some point. I do remember, like I said, I remember the Sabres years ago. They called it. They called for a challenge of someone's blade because like they were down. It was a series. They had to risk trying to do it just to get back in it.
Yeah. I just don't remember what it was, but I remember they brought out like some molded thing to measure the blade, and we got the power play out of it. I forget. I think it was a goalie stick, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right. Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. And yeah, you're right. John Harris is a great guest, and I appreciate that. Thanks, Tom.
You got it, Sal.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, good stuff. Some weird rules, right? That it's fun. So my mom and my stepdad, they attend my son's Little League games, and it's great having them. And they're really kind of into it, and they're watching just like most grandparents are. And because now we're playing on the bigger diamond, right? We went, now we play in a 70-50, they call it, or 50-70. You know what I mean, right? You move up to the bigger diamond, 11, 12-year-olds, so it's 50 feet to the to the mound. It's 70 feet to the bases.
Mm-hmm.
And when you move up to that diamond, there are definitely more new rules that are introduced into the game. Now you can lead off. It could never lead off before. So in the old diamond, it's like you got to stay on the base till the ball gets to the pitcher, then you can run. Now it's you can lead off, but then you can also throw back. But it, with that comes box. Yeah. Now, they are very good about not calling box and just saying, hey, this is what you did wrong and helping the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, the biggest one is drop third strike now.
Ooh,
we now play. We now play on the diamond with drop third strike. And it happens every game. You see drop third strikes and it's like, run! You know what I mean? Ah, you gotta go. You struck out, but go. And my mom is always like, oh my God, there's so many rules. Like there were never these many rules. I'm like, I know, right? It's the bigger diamond, mom. Like there's so many rules. And I try to kind of give them a little bit more to her in pieces because she's like, I'm so confused on some of the rules. Why did he go to first base? Why can't that kid go to third base? Something like that. You know? And it's so, and this is it. Sometimes in sports you get this, which is, wait a minute. I didn't know that was a rule. What are you talking about? This happened today. I talking about this stick thing and someone tweeted me and said, well, they have no limits anymore. That's not true. They still have limits. They might have changed the limits, but someone did say it's different because of the way sticks are made these days that you don't get as much of that.
And also, I think the game is just so much faster now that kind of a more curved stick is going to really help you. When you were mentioning the new rules, I always remember when I was in Little League, like you went up, you had 1A, then 2A, 3A, then et cetera. And when you were in 1A, you weren't allowed to steal bases because you were kind of playing on the smaller diamond. And then 2A, you were allowed to steal only go from first to second and second to third. You couldn't steal home.
Correct.
And then 3A, you were allowed to obviously steal home. And that, when I hear people talking about their kids playing baseball, I'm like, man, I wish I still played baseball. And hopefully whenever I have kids, you know, they'll want to play
baseball. I feel bad for the umpires sometimes because it's like there are a lot of – and of course, obviously we can go into the discussion about people, the way they treat umpires. But I mean a lot of these things too. And again, you have umpires who are really trying to help the kids like, hey, that's a balk. Hold on. Mm-hmm. And then you have sometimes you go to these tournaments or you have even in house games where – a coach might get upset or a parent, well, that's a balk. Dude, we're trying to help kids understand the game, what they're doing right or wrong, you know, be teachers out there, right? So, but yeah, I mean, that happens too when it comes to rules, and we're going through that right now when it comes to baseball. All right, so I have a wrap-up at WGR550.com on yesterday's OTA session for the Buffalo Bills. There was a play yesterday, and I don't know if you saw this. I had tweeted out a play, and then later, if you're looking for the tweet, I had deleted it, and I'll explain why. I was standing on the sideline watching the offense go from my right to left. And there was a throw down the sidelines from my angle. I'm looking down the sidelines from my angle.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It looked like Keon Coleman had Max Harrison beat pretty cleanly, and he dropped the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, but he beat him, but he dropped it. So I walked up to another media member, and I said, what happened there? And this person said, yeah, he dropped it. I'm like, okay. That's what I wrote. Then my buddy Matt Perino from Syracuse.com, after I wrote it, texted me and goes, hey, I didn't see him drop it. I was standing right there. Harrison got a hand on it.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't see that part. And maybe I was blocked out from my angle. He said it was kind of right in front of me, Matt said. So I deleted the tweet because I didn't want to, you don't want to give the wrong information. But from my angle, and then someone confirmed that they saw the same thing. But it's very possible from where we were standing, we just didn't see Harrison get his hand on it. And it looked like Keon Coleman had dropped it. So what happened yesterday when I tweeted it out, there's a lot of people going, oh my God, I hope Harrison, you know, he shouldn't get beat like that. Or man, Keon's going to make the catch. And that's all fair. But apparently that wasn't exactly what happened. Which was, Harrison maybe got a hand on it, but it looked from my angle like it just kind of went through and Coleman had dropped it. You know what I mean?
Applaud to Harrison for being able to catch up and get that.
Yeah, for sure. I thought, and the way Matt described it, it was more right in front of him. He said that he thought Harrison had actually good coverage on him. I thought Coleman was a step on him. But again, angles can matter here when you're watching things like that. Now, that said, that's why I deleted the tweet. Wanted everybody to know in case that happened, you saw it. Whereas the tweet about Harrison getting beat, he might not have gotten beat. Maybe. I still think maybe from my angle, Coleman had a bit of a step on him. But if he's going to get his hand on the ball, obviously that's good enough coverage to be in that position. I would say, though, that there were a couple other interesting moments for the rookie. One was Tyrell Shavers going kind of across the middle. I thought Harrison had great coverage on him, but Shavers went up and he's taller and he made a fantastic catch. And to me, it was almost like a welcome to the NFL type moment for Max Harrison. I don't think anybody in college was making that catch with that kind of coverage on him. And here's Shavers, an NFL receiver who's got the body and height to go over top to get him, even in sticky coverage like that. And he got beat. And, you know, it was to me a moment where you're like, okay, I don't know necessarily specifically what he needs to do different there. That's with him and his coaches. But it's certainly probably one of those plays where he felt he was in a great position and, oh my gosh, like, what do I need to do here? And then later, I did see and saw one of the safeties kind of telling Harrison, hey, move here, move there, kind of moving around a little bit here. You know, and that could kind of get you the lining up and learning the defense. Something that Bobby Babbage said yesterday about Dorian Strong, but also goes with Max Harrison, is they don't just have to learn the Bills defense. They have to unlearn their college defense. Because you think you've done something your whole life. It's like, well, that's what my coach and No. It's not what we do here, though. Right? Like, there's so many new principles. So when you have a new role, a new job, yeah, a lot of times it could be just a promotion from a company. So you kind of know the culture and how they work and how they do things. When you're going from a college defense to an NFL defense or offense, it's not just learning new terminology. It's literally kind of rewiring your brain to forget the old terminology and what you're supposed to do. It's hard to do, Evan. It really is for a lot of these guys. People don't understand that, you know, and they go through, you know, you don't even know what team you're on until it's May. And you're wondering, you're going through all the, you're probably looking at different defenses and teams going through the interview process. That's why the second year is so much, I think, better for a lot of these guys. They know where they are. They've been in the system for a year, but it's not just that. It's the offseason that matters. And you kind of know where you're going to live, what the defense is, who your coaches are. And it matters a lot to that. But anyway, that's what happened yesterday. I wanted to throw that out there in case anybody saw that particular tweet, and then it disappeared a little bit later. That's what happened in that situation. WGR550.com is where you can find my latest wrap-up to OTAs for the Bills, which continue tomorrow, but no media on hand. And then next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, mandatory minicamp. We'll come back after one final timeout here and wrap up your Wednesday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com.
Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.